USA Radio News.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street after concerns of a bear market and the possibility of rising interest rates. The Dow lost 507 points to close at 23,592. Former Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul tells Fox News the Fed's in a bit of a pickle here.
Just more money won't work, and that's why the Fed's in a dilemma, because they've done it for a long time, and they're just tinkering with slowing that up.
Former FBI Director James Comey is going after Republicans, telling them to stand up for the rule of law.
At some point, someone has to stand up, and in the face of fear of Fox News, fear of their base, fear of mean tweets, stand up for the values of this country and not slink away into retirement.
Comey was meeting behind closed doors with two committees and has been also known to send out some controversial tweets in his own right. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoyed the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
An annual survey finds alcohol use among teens is down, but the use of electronic cigarettes is up. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It's an annual survey titled Monitoring the Future, and it finds the use of electronic cigarettes or similar devices is now the second most common form of substance abuse behind drinking alcohol. And nearly one in three high school sophomores and more than one in three seniors say they have vaped in the past year. The Food and Drug Administration trying to curb underage vaping by restricting the sale of sweet-flavored electronic cigarette liquids. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican Senator Lamar Alexander will not seek re-election in the 2020 Senate race in Tennessee. The 78-year-old Alexander has been in the Senate since 2003. Alexander was also George H.W. Bush's education secretary for 2 years, and he's a former governor of Tennessee as well. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A U.S. District Court judge in Texas is agreeing with Republican state attorney generals that believe Obamacare is unconstitutional. Hadley Heath Manning is the director of policy for the Independent Women's Forum. She talks about this ruling and why it caught some people off guard, but
I wasn't surprised. I think a lot of people who follow this stuff closely were actually not surprised that Judge O'Connor would issue a ruling like this. Of course, it's a question now whether the appellate court will agree with Judge O'Connor's district-level decision or whether the appellate court will side with the federal government against the states. But regardless, this has sent some shockwaves through the circles of people who maybe weren't expecting this ruling. It doesn't change much about the law as it is today, but it certainly throws the future of the law into question.
And as far as the timeline on when we can expect to hear more about this case, Manning says,
this could drag on for months as it works its way through the court system. People will remember that in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act passed, many states, led by Florida at that time, filed a lawsuit against the individual mandate. And that case was filed like the evening that the law was signed by President Obama. And it took until 2012 before the Supreme Court decided the case. And, of course, that's the ruling everyone remembers, where Justice Roberts sided with the majority and said that this was a proper use of Congress's taxing power.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.